Carried. Our next item is Van Gabriel Turlemesian, three lots and a 50-foot right-of-way on Road 249.
This is a request to subdivide a 16.14-acre parcel into four lots. The request proposes to create a 2.18-acre lot, a 2.14-acre parcel, a 10.92-acre parcel. Those three lots would have access from a 50-foot right-of-way. The owner is proposing to create the 50-foot right-of-way over an existing roadway. The remaining 9.9-acre lot would have an entrance off of Road 249. There's an existing dwelling located on the 0.9-acre lot. This site was the subject of a major subdivision application, which the commission granted preliminary approval for five lots on September 8th of 2010. You could approve it as submitted, make them go back for an amended major subdivision. If you do approve it as submitted, you should stipulate that any further subdivision would require a public hearing. I provided you a sketch drawing of this request. Basically, they're going from five lots to four. And three of them would have access off of a 50-foot right-of-way, and the residue lot would have it off of Road 249.
Question for Mr. Abbott. Mr. Chairman, is there any agency approvals required for this?
LDOT.
Okay, we have not received that yet.
Yeah.
Okay. And how much, other than the reduction of one lot, how different is this from what was originally brought before the commission?
The road's in a different the 50-foot easement's in a different location. It's over top of an existing gravel road.
Okay.
Can I ask a question, Tim? The entrance for the house that already exists is already existing on Route 249?
According to the survey, yeah.
And it would be subject to DLDOT if they require them to use that, or let them use that, or make them move it. We don't know yet.
Okay. So then what I'm hearing is any approval has to be subject to receipt of all agency DLDOT approvals.
DLDOT.
If DLDOT responds and says that the entrance is going to be required to access from this 50-foot right-of-way, you may want to consider it again rather than defer it and consider it again. Because then you still got a subdivision that's valid, right?
Correct.
So it's going to become a four-lot subdivision with one street serving it rather than five. That's the only difference. If you consider the lot on the public road and the other three as internal, then that's would conform to the policy of the three lots within the one parcel.
Right. So then what I'm hearing is we should defer action until we're seated.
I'm saying if that's what DLDOT comes back, if DLDOT agrees that the entrance that exists can serve the house that already exists.
Right.
And they accept the entrance location to serve the three lots, then it's a minor subdivision.
Right.
And if it doesn't, then we can bring it back. We can act on it either way. It's your choice. I'm just saying if DLDOT says the entrance that exists serving the house satisfies the house.
Right.
And the other three are the only things served by the 50-foot right-of-way.
Right.
Then you're approving a three-lot subdivision with a four-lot or a fourth lot fronting on public road.
But if DLDOT comes back and says that the house has to
then we should
the house is currently there, if it has to use the 50, okay.
And we should bring it back to you for approval of a four-lot instead of the five-lot subdivision. No, then it becomes a four-lot subdivision. But then the issue is what kind of street he has to put in. That's the whole issue.
Okay.
The four lots are going to require at least the minimum base and the gravel or tar and chip, the crusher run.
They didn't, when they went through the public hearing, they didn't ask for a waiver, so it would be.
So it'd be paved.
Paved.
Yeah, right. It would be four. If that's the case, that DLDOT comes back and says all of them have to enter from that one location.
So if all four of them have to enter, then they would have to they'd have to come back for us for approval as a subdivision.
But you would use the previous subdivision with a reduced number of lots.
Right.
Right. Confusing, huh?
About as clear as ditch water.
This happened to be two methods you can approve this. Two different ways.
Two different ways.
Or you can defer for Delta.
That sounds simpler to me.
It does.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Van Gabriel, I'll let you pronounce the last name.
Terlemazian.
Yeah, you did that very well. Request for three lots and 50-foot right-of-way off of Road 249. My motion is for deferral until receipt by staff of the DLDOT entrance approval.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on Van Gabriel, Terlemazian, three lots and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 249 until such time as we have received the report from the Department of Transportation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.